Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Crazy times, right? So not only dealing with the pandemic and figuring out what is and what isn't and what it's all going to look like, and first wave still in it, second wave going to smash into us, hot spots, people getting the COVID-19 but surviving it, and then feeling like they're thriving after it, and others that lose their life and it seems to make no sense, and the hiring of tracers so that we can trace it all back. And then there's this one. Hey, by the way, Kate Delaney, happy to have you with us. And again, I hope you enjoyed that virtual hug. We don't do it enough. Rashard Brooks killing. The former Atlanta officer, Garrett Rolfe, charged with the murder and could face death penalty. The attorney general announced that on Wednesday. And I don't know that it was a surprise. It took 5 days, but that's what it would normally take. So actually, it was the district attorney, Paul Howard Jr., who talked about it at a news conference. And he said that there was a couple of things. There was a second officer, Devin Brosnan, and he's facing 3 charges, including aggravated assault, because he apparently, and you can see this on some of the video that they have, after Brooks was shot and killed outside the Wendy's restaurant where he had just fallen asleep in his car, granted, he was intoxicated, he was clogging up the drive-thru lane, the police were called, he failed a field sobriety test and then was wrestling with the officers and ran away with one of the tasers that led up to that shooting. And then at one point you can see that there's all kinds of disputes about this, but you can see that Brosnan is on his neck as he's in the situation where obviously he's not going to make it with the 3 shots in him and falling to the ground and etc. And by the way, the charges against Rolfe, the original officer I talked about, included felony murder and aggravated assault in connection with the stray bullet that hit a bystander's car. So they were in the car. It hit the car. Lucky it didn't kill anyone, hurt anyone, whatever. But that's also part of that. So there's all kinds of discussion in Atlanta about this. Atlanta has been a hot zone in a lot of ways for the last couple of months. And this just adds more fuel onto the fire there. And, you know, the Atlanta Police Department fired Rolfe and reassigned Brosnan following what had happened there. The Wendy's was burnt down. The city's police chief resigned. And it is It is really a nightmare in what's happening in the debates over the policing in Atlanta and police leaving the force. And that's another thing that's happening because of the debates over police reform and defunding. There are police officers who are saying, yeah, I got a family, I'm going to step away from this, right? And that's happening across the country, and there are shortages already. So this is the time to reimagine what that is going to look like, I think, in all these individual places. And the first step is these reforms, including the executive order, and we'll see what comes out of Congress. And there's arguments there between the Democrats and the Republicans. I like the idea of the database and somebody who has been written up, had problems with excessive force. Then if they try to hop to different departments, obviously that would be there and that would be a good thing. But if we go back to the Brooks killing, you've got this former Atlanta officer, Garrett Rolfe, charged with murder and possibly the death penalty. And that was a huge announcement, the DA announcing those charges and saying we're issuing the warrants. They did that early on Wednesday. How about that? As far as COVID-19, I always lead off this way because, number one, you always ask me this question. And I got asked this question by Tommy, who listens to the show on 1640 AM, The Patriot, which is in Portland, Oregon. So a big shout out to you. He said, the death odometer, Kate, sadly, it keeps ticking up, and I think some people are ignoring it. And I understand it's not 50 million if you go back to the Spanish flu, but I think there's some concern. I think there should be some concern over the deaths in the U.S. We still have the most in the world at this point, and there are questions that we all can't answer. So, touche. So, on that note, I'm going to give you the numbers. 119,000 people have died from COVID-19 in a relatively short period of time. Because remember, we were talking about March when really the floodgates, I'm going to call it the floodgates, opened up. So March, April, May, June. And then recovered, woohoo, thank goodness, 687,000 confirmed cases, 2.21 million. In the world, 440,000 cases. We're seeing that there are some new hot spots in the U.S., including in Texas and in Florida, and there were a lot of Memorial Day celebrations, and some of that is following on the heels of that. So the vaccine. I mean, that's what we want to know. Timetables. How's it going? What is it looking like? And apparently, you know, it's, I said this before, you have brilliant people that are working on it. They're highly motivated, one for impact reasons, legacy, et cetera, if we want to get into the minds of some of these scientists and epidemiologists, et cetera. Money, the other thing. And, you know, imagine, would you win the Nobel Prize if you're the person that came up with the vaccine? Yes. So there is a great push for that, and I think we'll get that, but you can't force it to happen overnight because there still has to be those tests. There are some bright signs of the possibility of getting it before the year's out, but it's a very small margin. All right, how small is that margin? We're going to talk about that when we go into numbers. We can count coming up on the flip side.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Welcome to another version of We Can Count. It's about the numbers. Just look around. It is all about stats. Some of them ugly, some of them fantastic, and some of them confusing. Let's talk about the coronavirus. I said I would mention about COVID-19. Moderna Therapeutics is currently expected to be the first U.S. manufacturer to start that phase 3 trial, right? AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, they're also on that road, too. Moderna's trial will begin supposedly in July. There's about 30,000 people that will be part of that. Half will get the vaccine, half get a placebo. You know how this works, right? Of course you do. And the participants get tracked carefully throughout the study. If they have any symptoms related to COVID-19, they get tested to see if they've contracted the virus. They also get blood drawn at regular intervals to get tested for antibodies, which will determine if they got infected but didn't know it because they didn't develop the symptoms, right? So we'll see. For Moderna's vaccine trial, they're going to figure out how they can tell the difference between, because this is the problem, doesn't a vaccine create antibodies? And it does. How can you tell, looking into the blood, whether the antibodies come from the vaccine or from an infection that the vaccine failed to prevent? So what they're going to do to tell the difference is they call it mRNA, an mRNA vaccine. So instead of using the actual virus or even a little bit of the virus, they use a piece of genetic code, kind of like a sort of like a recipe, it was explained to me. And it gives you the instructions for making the spike protein. It gets injected into the arm and into the human cells, Boy, we're going deep here. And the cell, I like scribbled notes on this. The cell's protein, what they call factories, it reads the recipe and manufactures the spike protein and then copies it, etc. Then they can tell. It's like a kind of like a puzzle, and they can tell where the pieces fit. So this is good news, but again, it's the phase three. It's the testing. There's people that are heavily motivated, of course, but here's what you need to know. Normally, to develop a vaccine, you want to know how long it takes to develop a vaccine. Would you be surprised to know that it takes 10 to 15 years? Yes, indeed. So when you think of other vaccines that have been out there and how fast and speedy they can go through that trial process, I mean, this could be the fastest of all time, you know, and then who's the first in line? And once they get the vaccine, then you have to go through the population, and that's a whole other story. But anyway, that's where we are with the vaccine. So how about that? Well, let's move on to something else. This, I think, is just such a sad, sad story. Just 39 years old, the wife of Congressman Andy Barr passed away at, again, 39 years old. This is a congressman from Kentucky, just died unexpectedly. I mean, you know, I think there was so much shock following her death on Tuesday. And, of course, a statement was put out that, you know, we respect the privacy of the congressman and his family because there are young children involved here. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he and his wife were stunned and heartbroken by the news. And there's been all kinds of condolences for Congressman Andy Barr, but just a sad thing. Two young children, and she just passed away. She passed away in the middle of the night at 39. They just called the coroner to the house, and that was it. All right, moving on to other numbers. This is kind of a crazy thing. Boris Johnson's car was hit in a fender bender. When the Prime Minister's car gets hit, it makes big news, not just in the UK, but in other places. It was a minor car crash. A protester ran in front of it as it left Parliament. That's what happened. And you can see the footage. I was looking at the footage. It shows a guy stepping toward the silver jack as it drove out of the gates. And, you know, there you've got a police motorcycle outrider, a Range Rover support vehicle that's also there. So there's this huge dent in the middle of it. And he was in the car, but there was no injuries. I think it was just kind of shocking. And the guy who did that, the protester was knocked to the ground. He was detained by the police, and he was arrested on suspicion of public order offenses, they call it, for obstructing the highway. Because there were a lot of groups out that were protesting outside of 10 Downing Street. And he always does that weekly question and answer session with the lawmakers there, and that's when the crash happened after that. But kind of startling. So one fender bender, one prime minister surviving that, and one protester arrested for having that happen. Shocking. Bridges and how structurally sound they are. This is a bridge that I've been over a bunch, so it caught my attention. Part of a bridge in Florida is being closed for repairs. A large crack shows underneath it. It's the Roosevelt Bridge in Stewart. And the Coast Guard said, this is at risk of imminent collapse. So they closed off the southbound lanes indefinitely. The northbound lanes have been split to accommodate traffic. You know, this is a long bridge. It was built 24 years ago, and it spans the St. Lucie River. So they get heavy traffic during the morning commutes, and they're telling people to avoid that and to travel other ways. There are other ways they can travel, so to not go over that bridge if they can. It's a pretty bridge, and you know a lot of those spans in Florida are. And it made me wonder, I'm thinking of all the bridges that I've been over, how flawed some of them may be. We've talked about infrastructure before on the show, and we've seen some really sad things happen. I gave a shout out to our great affiliate in Portland, and there was a sad story out of Portland, a man who drove a car into a crowd of Portland protesters. He injured three people. What makes you plow into people who are protesting? I mean, what's happening in your mind when you do that? You're nothing. Because we've seen this happen now a couple of places. But anyway, this crowd of protesters, it was late. It was 1 a.m. And this 27-year-old decided that he was going to drive into the crowd, and he hit several of the demonstrators, and he was going fast, and he was going the wrong way on streets, and luckily the two people were taken to the hospital by ambulance, one for treatment in a personal car, but they were okay, thank goodness, because we've seen it, the opposite happen when cars have plowed into protesters. So, you know, that's, again, a lucky thing for those people. I saw the video on that. This is radio, but just, you know, the scenes you've seen before, someone barreling into a group of people, and luckily it was a small group, and luckily they were okay, but pretty scary looking when you see it. I mean, really, really scary looking, in fact, because it looks as though the people are that just going to plow over them, and they're not going to survive it. So that's a good thing that they did survive it. I remember taking the SAT, sweating bullets to make sure that I had a high enough SAT so I could get into, I guess it was Ohio University. That was my college of choice. But there are more than 1,200 colleges and universities, including 7 of 8 Ivy League institutions. I don't know why I said it that way, Ivy League. They're suspending requirements for the SAT as part of the admission application, because there's been so many cancellations of the College Board and delays of testing and all that stuff because of the coronavirus outbreak. So they're not doing it. So what's interesting is, seriously, the it's so tough in some of these schools, but the Harvards and Yales and Penn, they waived the mandate for the admission, along with 85% of the top 104 year liberal art schools. That's a wild thing to happen, because always that was such the requirement that you had to have that. About 2.1 million students take the SAT every year, and it's really why they do it after their junior year, because they want to submit the results with the applications and get in, you know, right? And we know what happens when they don't get in and your family has money and power. Whoops. Remember the Varsity Blues scandal. Stay with us. Is there a hell, and what's hell like? We're talking about it with an author next.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The district attorney in Atlanta has announced murder charges against a former police officer accused of killing a black man at a fast food drive-thru last Friday. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard Jr. said they interviewed witnesses and reviewed multiple videos. They found that Officer Garrett Rolfe shot Rayshard Brooks in the back while he was running away. Howard said, "That's not allowed unless you believe that person is trying to harm you." Rolfe is now charged with 11 counts, including murder.
And the possible sentences for a felony murder conviction would be life without parole, or the death penalty.
The other officer involved, Devin Brosnan, is also facing charges. The DA said Brosnan is actually cooperating with them. This is USA Radio News. Senate Republicans' police reform legislation includes better collection of data on police violence and more training of officers. Tim Scott of South Carolina.
I think this package speaks very clearly to the young person who's concerned when he's stopped by the law enforcement officers. We see you.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the proposal does not rise to the moment.
Perhaps the greatest flaw in the Republican proposal is that it is missing real, meaningful accountability for individual officers' misconduct.
President Trump is going ahead with Saturday's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, despite a request from the city's health director, Bruce Dart.
I recommend that it be postponed until it's safer, until the data tells us that it's not as large a concern to have people indoors and in closed spaces with the threat of a COVID-19 transmission.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We ponder a lot, I think, or some of us do, is the question of hell. Ted Johnstone is in our virtual green room, and he was a doctor. That was his profession for, you know, practicing medicine for 55 years. And he says an interesting thing on the back of his book, Hell No, It Doesn't Last Forever. He talks about witnessing patients taking their last breath. But he said sometimes in his mind questions popped up. Is the person's soul in the presence of its maker, or is the soul now suffering in the flames of hell? And the book is so fascinating. He's done just this pinpoint research on all the things that are talked about as far as the concepts of heaven and hell. Ted, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
What made you decide to tackle this?
Well, probably the best thing I could say is that it just kind of bothered me, but my sister, who was also a doctor and who was my partner in medicine, had finished, she was 10 years older than I was, and she had finished medical school and internship 10 years before I did. And she invited me to come and join her. And we actually practiced for a couple of years in our dad's old office. And then we built a new office and worked together for a total of 5 years. And then one Friday afternoon, she said, I'm going to go on a trip with my husband this weekend, and I'd like for you to take call. I said, fine. She hung up her stethoscope and never came back. She went to visit a friend of hers at her friend's house with her husband, and the friend that she went to see was her roommate from years before when they were in training, and she was also a doctor, and she said her name was Margaret, and so my sister's name was Dorothy, and Dorothy said to Margaret, I want you to check me over. I just have to, I need a physical. And when she did, she found that she had a large tumor in her abdomen and that she could feel, and she was dead in 11 weeks.
Wow.
She had it operated the next day. So this just disrupted our whole family, everything. And so this is probably one of the things that helped me to decide to write the book. I wanted to find out, where was she?
Right, wow. And in writing the book, as I said, you really pinpoint so much. You know, you go back biblically and you look at Old Testament passages, New Testament passages. And what did you find that was so revealing to you in your search for what happens next?
Well, the first thing that really kind of opened my eyes was that I found out about the Septuagint. And the Septuagint is nothing more than a translation of the Old Testament into Greek, from Hebrew into Greek, that was done approximately 250 years before Jesus came to this earth. And and almost all of our Bibles, if you look in the front, the Old Testament says that it was translated from the Masoretic text. And so then I checked in the concordance and found out that there were 31 places in the Old Testament where the word hell was there. So then I looked up the corresponding area in the Septuagint, and found out, because the you can look them up, the chapters and verses are almost identical, so you can just, if you have, find in your own Bible that it's so-and-so, that the chapter and verse, and you go to the chapter and verse in the Septuagint, it's identical. I mean, you can read it. And the Septuagint now has been translated into English. So I got an English translation, which means that the Septuagint had originally been translated from the Old Testament, from Hebrew into Greek, and then from Greek into English. Okay. So then I found out that the Septuagint had, that in the Masoretic text, which is the one that we have in our Bible, that there were 31 places where the word hell is. When I looked them up in the Septuagint, I found that every place where the word grave had been in the original text, it had been translated as Hades. So,
wow.
So then I started checking and found out that several New Testament texts had been quoted from the Septuagint, and you can prove it. I mean, it's identical. And so then I said, well, what about hell? And if you look in your New Testament in Acts 2, I believe it is, where Peter was preaching on the Day of Atonement, not Atonement, on on a special day that they preached, where 3,000 people were converted in a day.
Right.
He quoted from the Old Testament that had been translated into Greek. So he he quoted Greek, and all of the New Testament was written in Greek.
Wow.
So that, yeah. That and here he had that Jesus was sent to hell for while he was in the grave. It's what it says. But when you go back and find out about it, it should have been translated as grave, not Hades, and then into hell. So that when I did that, I looked up every single one of the texts, and every one of those are quoted, I mean, not quoted, but are printed in the last three pages of the book. And you can see, and then it's compared with about five or six different versions of the translated into English.
Yes.
And you find it's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a little, it's for people listening, it's like a little chart, and it is, it's so eye-opening. All 64 Old Testament English translations noted, and from seven different biblical versions. Wow, amazing. The human soul, you talk about it. You say, theological dualism reaches that every human, living human being is composed of a physical body and a soul. The latter is thought to be an immaterial, immortal essence, rather, which separates from the body at the time the body dies. However, the soul remains conscious, and in the state is sent either to heaven or hell, depending upon God's judgment of how the person has lived his or her life. So, what
now?
That is
common. Christian teaching.
Yep, it is. Yes.
That's common. Okay, so then I found out that in Ezekiel 18, I think it's verse 4. I mean, I wrote it down here somewhere. 18, verse 4, it says the soul that sins, it will die. Well, nobody disagrees with the soul sinning. That okay, it's 18:4, and then again in then Jesus said in Matthew 10:28 that the don't fear someone who is able to kill the body but not able to kill a soul, but fear him who is able to kill both the body and soul in hell.
Yeah,
that's in New Testament. That's Jesus talking.
Yeah. That's why I picked that out.
There's one other place in the 20th chapter of Revelation, and it says it's talking about souls that were beheaded. Well, if the soul was beheaded, that means it had to be died. It had to have died from the beheading. And also, it says that they came to life again and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Well, if they were dead and then came to life, they couldn't come to life if they weren't dead. So here is evidence where souls have died in three places. Jesus said it, Ezekiel said it, and John the Revelator said it.
Yeah. Yeah, which is so fascinating. We could talk all day about this. When I was a kid, it really struck me. I had a similar experience to you, losing my father at 7 and or 8 and wondering what happened next. So the book is called Hell No, It Doesn't Last Forever, Ted Johnstone. Hey, Ted, you know, less than a minute left. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I just hope that they take away it gives you a total difference in God, because if the soul is destroyed in hell, which we didn't talk about that, which it is destroyed in hell, but it isn't burning forever. That's the difference.
Yeah, and that's a key thing to end on. You can find out more by picking up the book for sure. Ted, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As we head to Author's Corner, our next guest is fascinating. I want to tell you a little bit about his background. He was an officer in the Royal Netherlands Air Force. He professionally, as an engineer too, later, was with the Royal Dutch Shell Group and 27 years with the DuPont Company. And you got to think about the travel between the U.S. and Europe, a ton of it for this man. And he's written such an interesting book. It's called Fate and Führer, and you all know how much I love history, and it falls right into that breadbasket, and for a very good reason, with provocative questions, I think, that make you think about culture, particularly the Roman culture, and what was left behind. So, John, thanks so much for joining us, John Egbers. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tell me about the book. So for everybody listening, give me the broad scope of what the book's about.
Well, it is a story of a man who was rejected from his tribe on the continent and then in desperation goes to crosses the channel to England and finds over there a very diverse culture in which he tries to find his way but has a very difficult time to adjust because of the turmoil and the cultural diversion that was at time in England. And the question that I found very interesting is why an advanced culture that the Romans had did not continue, and they didn't build on it when the Romans left the British Isles.
And so what is the answer to that question? What did you find? And I know that's a big question, and people have to read the book so they can really, really understand it. But just give us a thumbnail of that.
Well, the Romans, of course, were very advanced. And they, for instance, in Germany, in Bad Kreuznach, a Roman museum of a Roman villa that had 54,000 square feet, 50 rooms, beautiful heated floors. It was a magnificent building. And there were many of those also in England. And the Romans then left England because Emperor Honorius was afraid that he couldn't defend Rome anymore. They left England in a turmoil, and then actually many Romans had lived over there for 300 years, and they were in a very difficult position. And as I said before, I was questioned, why didn't they build up? Why did he go back to wattle huts when they had these tremendous infrastructures that the Romans actually developed?
Yeah, and it goes to culture and what happens, as you said, they were so advanced, and what was it that made some of that not move forward, which is such an intriguing question. And I know culture is important to you. You and I had an off-air conversation where we even talked about today the feeling that culture is declining, right? You feel that way.
Well, if you realize that it took about 1,000 years for the different cultures to mingle over in England. There were first, there were the Celtic tribes who were in England for many, many years before. Then you had the Romanized Britons, the Romans that left, that stayed over in England. And then there were the Angles, the Saxons, the Jutes, and the Frisians who entered also, and some Romans. And it points out that in a diverse society, which we have also in the United States, it is not very easy to integrate different cultures, and it takes time. It has to be done gradually by intermarriage and by getting used to each other. What I try to emphasize is that it takes time to integrate different cultures in a society.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading Fate and Führer?
Well, in the first place, of course, it is a matter of interest in history. But the second part is very important to me, is to emphasize how very fortunate we are in our time to live in this time compared to the tremendous suffering and difficulties our ancestors had to deal with. I think we have to be more aware of how good we have it. Unfortunately, when the prosperous time come, we soon are going to assume that the prosperous time are the norm. And that's a little bit of the shadow side. But I hope that the book may contribute to a feeling that we are very lucky to live at this day and age.
Yeah, so it's interesting. And you've led an interesting life, and I touched on that in the beginning of this. And something else I found out about you is that you were knighted. What was it like to be knighted? How did that happen?
Well, I don't want to oversize it. It's an old European use to try to recognize people who have made a contribution. And I have very hard, during my lifetime, tried to promote transatlantic understanding. And that was recognized by someone who I greatly admired, which was the King Baudouin of Belgium.
Yeah, wow. And Belgium, you spent a lot of time in Belgium. You know, you spent some time in Europe. Do you have a favorite spot in Europe? Because, you know, people are ready for travel. So would you recommend Belgium?
Well, it's amazing that Belgium is not one of the countries that normally comes to mind when you think about Europe. However, I think Belgium is an amazing country, and Brussels is a really magnificent town. It is actually now the capital of Europe, and it has changed a lot. But Belgium as a country is multicultural. On the south side, people speak French. On the north side, people speak Dutch or Flemish. And they have found a way, as the people have in Switzerland, for instance, to live together and be united. They do that, as they are over in Switzerland also, by decentralization, by giving people great authority about their own environment. And I think that was the intention of the founders of our country too, to unite independent states and not make one melting pot of it, because that will increase tensions between the cultures.
Right, to be able to be separate. Well, you know, there's always that argument about states' rights even versus federal government. We could talk about that all day long. And, of course, the uniqueness of each of the states, which then you compare to Europe. And it's interesting to look at, as you said, Switzerland and Belgium and talk about the cultures there. The book is called Fate and Fuhrer, and we're speaking with John Egbers. And John, I just wanted to mention this too in passing so everybody knows. You've written now 10 books, right?
Yes, I did. I'm working on 2 manuscripts. I consider myself very fortunate that it allows us in our retirement to do what we really wanted to do. After World War II, I studied engineering because that was the only possibility I had. Europe needed engineers for their reconstruction, and I was told you can come and study at the university, but you have to study engineering. But I really was never an engineer. So now I am retired. I can do what I really would like to do, and that's a wonderful way to live during retirement. It's also interesting to see how after World War I, the English and the French governments wanted to be sure that Germany never would rise again, and unfortunately that caused the emergence of a dictator and all the problems that came from it. After World War II, there was a totally different attitude towards the former enemy and trying to put the country back on its feet with the Marshall Plan, which worked a lot better because the former enemies, Germany and Japan, are very prosperous countries now.
Yeah, boy, that's a great observation. You and I talked about that, too, as well. John, thank you so much. Fate and Fuhrer, you can get it on the Amazon.com or wherever good books are sold, of course. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.